Welcome to lesson number 3 within module 1 on mindset, which is stop thinking like a writer. So, you're not a writer, and this is important to understand in order to write great copy as fast as possible. You need to stop thinking that you're a writer and stop thinking like a writer. Writers tend to think that they're artists. They sit around waiting for the muse to appear and for the words to come down from on high. This is not a winning strategy. Long ago, I fell for the idea that writing was primarily a craft, that every word, sentence, paragraph, page had to be labored over bit by bit. Therefore, you had to write, stop, reread, edit every sentence, every word, everything that hit the page to ensure it was the very best quality possible. You will drive yourself nuts doing this. I guarantee it's a tendency that almost everyone who writes battles from the moment they hit the keyboard. So you must change your thinking from being a writer, i.e. the person who owns the writing of sales copy, to someone in charge of managing its production according to a definite timetable and according to specific requirements. Thus, you shouldn't think of yourself as the writer. Instead, you should think of yourself as a project manager in charge of sales copy. I get it. You're still typing, you're still writing, you're still cranking out prose, but as a project manager, you have adjusted your thinking as you move forward in the process of writing copy, because projects have several specific components that you must manage in order to achieve success. Wrap your head around this redefinition of your role. It's critical to any copywriting projects you take on moving forward. As Gene Schwartz once said, copy is not written, it's assembled, and it's critical you understand that fact. When I'm cranking out a sales letter, it's almost never done in one fell swoop. Instead, I'll come up with the outline first, and then I'll start plugging in parts and pieces to create an initial draft. Typically, I'll first focus on the pre-head, headline, and subhead, because more often than not, they lay out the big idea that holds the entire letter together. Then I move on to the opening, as that's a way to reinforce this big idea and to get the reader rolling in the direction I want. Then I'll go off in different directions, looking to fill in the blanks of the outline with pieces gathered from hither and yon. Sometimes I'll take parts from a list of objections. Sometimes I'll toss in pieces from the offer that I've nailed down. And sometimes I'll dive right into bullet points to highlight features and benefits. And finally, I might toss in some testimonials, pricing, a guarantee, and so on. The key point being, I don't necessarily do this in any predetermined sequence. I work on the piece how I want, bit by bit, and then assemble it into a draft. When you assemble copy in this way, it frees you from the pressure of constantly moving from start to finish in one continuous flowing effort. You can start, stop, change directions, drop new stuff in, whatever. It really makes writing less stressful and more fun. That internal editor, that wise guy I talked about earlier, is shut up because you're not writing, you're assembling. So think of your next writing project as an assembly line where each piece gets bolted on bit by bit. Your role as someone who assembles copy as key pieces in a funnel and an overarching campaign is now more important than ever. Today, with the proliferation of AI tools to generate content and copy, your role has expanded beyond generating copy to managing its production. So having this project manager mindset is critical to your success. And what is project management? Project management is based on a couple of things. One, it's based on deliverables. So you want to break every marketing and sales letter writing project into specific deliverables that your client wants and needs, because what you're producing, again, are elements of a funnel, elements of a campaign. It's all to be taken in a larger context. Understand you're producing different specific pieces, each designed to fill every potential hole in a funnel. To a project manager, these are all merely deliverables, part of a bigger picture. Second, as a project manager, you want to think in terms of tasks. Even something simple, like writing a letter, involves both tasks and subtasks. You need to research the audience. That's a task. You need to nail down the offer and the call to action. That's a task. You need to gather social proof. That's a task. You need to gather headlines. That's a task. You need to create the first draft, getting feedback, getting a second draft. These are all specific tasks that you want to be able to identify, list, and complete in a certain period of time. Then to figure out how long the entire full project takes. You just got to be really good at subdividing that project and estimating how long each task will take. You add up the time to complete all these tasks, and now you know how long the total project will take. Now, in doing this, make sure to also toss in what we call a slop factor. We used to do that at Microsoft. It is basically a 10% overage. Why? Because things happen. You will get bad answers. Technology will break down. People won't get back to you. Stuff happens. So after adding up all those tasks, subtasks, make sure to toss in an extra 10% slop factor to that overall project timeline. Your writing time must be managed. There's an old truism in business that work expands to fill the time available. And this absolutely applies to writing sales copy. The more time you give it, the more time it will take. So you must always, therefore, have a specific deadline for everything you write. Also, make sure you don't start writing without a clear goal in mind for when you want to have that piece of copy done, when you want to have that piece of writing done. When you give yourself a fuzzy deadline, say 4 or so hours to write a page of copy, by gum, it'll take you 4 or so hours to write that page. On the other hand, if you set your alarm and give yourself a 10-minute deadline to write that page, I'll bet you crank out that page in 10 minutes. Now, I don't have a fancy scientific reason for this. My best guess is that we're just wired, we're prone to lose focus. It makes it a whole lot harder to buckle down and stay productive. So you must, when writing copy, set yourself a "it must be done by X" kind of deadline. This will drive your writing forward. Again, project management requires deadlines. So use your calendar to block out and set deadlines throughout your day. Block out the amount of time you intend to spend on each project. Best if you can define both the amount of time you intend to spend and the exact output you want to wind up with. For example, I'll finish the bullets for the landing page by 11 a.m. You can just block out generic writing time, but to manage your time in the most effective way, you want to include both the time to spend and the output you want to produce. This may be a new concept to you, and a pushback you may have, and I've used it myself when attempting something like this, is, "but I don't know how long it will take me to produce 10 pages. Trust me, the more you do this, the more dedicated you are to the process, the better you will get at understanding your optimal level of productivity. Now, I talked about earlier some of the things in a project that are different as opposed to writing. Well, a project has specific objectives, and it's important when you start any sales copy project that you understand what the objectives for that project are. It's important to ask yourself this question, and this is one of the very best questions I ever got from working at Microsoft. It's, what problem am I trying to solve? This is such a great question. It's critical because every sales letter, every piece of copy, whether it's a postcard, an email, website, webinar, what have you, every bit of copy exists to solve a specific problem. And before you start writing, before you start planning the project, before you even kick off one word, you must define that problem. Define it clearly. What is it you want this piece of copy to do? Do you want this piece of copy to generate leads, to get people to raise their hand, to request more information, to request a call, a consultation, whatever? It's important to know that. Do you want them to call you or contact you? Or is this piece of copy intended to close a sale? Is that something you wanted to drive home, that the point that now is the time to pull out the credit card, to pull out the wallet, to click the button and close the deal? What do you want this piece of copy to do? Again, it could be to make an appointment for a virtual meeting, a phone call, an in-person meeting, whatever. What do you want the copy to drive that call to action home? Do you want this piece of copy to establish credibility? Now, that's absolutely viable use for copy. Sometimes we just want to nurture people along and have them grow in their understanding and awareness of how excellent we are at what it is we do. Thus, establishing credibility is indeed a valuable, absolutely important job for copy to do. Or is this piece of copy just to generate interest, to build interest in something that's coming soon? In the Jeff Walker world, that's called sending a shot across the bow, and that more is coming along the way. So you must understand what it is you want this piece of copy to do. Copy can be used for all those purposes, but you really need to nail this down. Nail down the one specific use you want this piece of copy to do. Then use all the time allotted to generate the exact prose necessary to accomplish that desired result, to do what it is you want that copy to do. Now, of course, before you can make that happen, you'll need to get answers to a number of elements and variables that will be plugged into your copy along the way and your project along the way. Now, the first is, who is the prospective customer? Who is it that you intend to serve, either with a product or a service, in order to solve their problems? What is their mindset about what's going on in their life? When they lay awake at night, looking up at the ceiling in the darkness, what are their hopes, their dreams, their fears, their pain? What are they going through right now? You really need to understand your customer and get deep within their mind. You also need to know what is exactly is included in your offer. And it's important that you model your offer and design your offer in a way that addresses that customer, their needs, their hopes, their dreams, their fears, their pain. You really need to know specifically what's in your offer that does exactly that. You also need to know what's driving urgency with this offer. You need to know what it is that impels them to pull out their wallet and buy right now, to click that button and make that decision immediately. What is driving urgency? You need to know all the aspects of your offer. You need to know if you're including bonuses. You need to describe them in detail. Is there a guarantee with your offer? Do you provide a guarantee? Do you take away all the risk that the prospect may have in choosing to go and do business with you? And what is your specific call to action? Again, what exactly are you going to have them do in order to take the action you want them to take to meet the objective you set for that sales piece? You need to have that clearly defined in managing this project and this product. Now, in order to get more done faster, you also need to learn how to swipe like a pro. I'm going to talk about that. There was an old saying from Pablo Picasso that good artists copy, great artists steal. Now, there are some lesser well-known similar sentiments from other noteworthy experts. Albert Einstein said the secret to creativity is knowing how to hide your sources. Isaac Newton is famous for saying, if I have seen further than others, it is by standing upon the shoulders of giants. His screenwriter, Wilson Misner, once said, if you steal from one author, it's plagiarism. If you steal from many, it's research. Now, the lesson to take from all this is not that it's okay to steal, but rather it's to look for inspiration for the best that's out there. And one of the most important, most valuable tools you can acquire as a copywriter is an extensive swipe file, proven ads and promotions. Now, one of the best ways to build such a file is by saving your junk mail, getting on a mailing list for companies that focus on direct response. And then also, always keep your eyes open for ads and headlines in magazines and newspapers, and even TV and radio, even stuff you see online. Great copy can inspire new twists. And it's there at your fingertips, and it's all around you. All you have to do is keep your antenna up and working. With a great swipe file, you'll never get stuck for an opening headline or a subhead or a sentence or a bullet point because you have a wealth of options and examples to pick and choose from and model. You also want to recycle like crazy. I used to think that every letter, every email, every promotion had to be totally written from scratch. Well, this just ain't so. One of the most valuable swipe file sources is the stuff you've already written. I'm not saying you should use word for word copy that you've written on one promotion for another. I'm not saying you should ever come up with anything new, but you do not have to feel like every sentence, every paragraph, every headline has to be 100% original. Inside Magnetic Marketing, one of Dan Kennedy's most effective campaign strategies was to literally reuse the exact same letter as step two in the sequence. He just recommends slapping a second notice thing across the top and sending that very same letter. Again, it's a great strategy because it works. You can do the same thing with emails. Just send the same email and preface it with a note along lines of, hey, I sent you an email the other day, but here's again, just in case you missed it. This works. Don't get hung up on the idea that you're repeating yourself and boring the prospect. There's a pretty good chance they didn't need miss that first notice. So recycling it a second time is just a smart use of your time. This principle applies to elements of letters used before as well, including bullet points, offers, testimonials, and so on. You really can recycle and reuse copy to a much greater degree than you may have ever realized. Again, remember, your goal is fast. Get your message out. Get your offers out. Get noticed. It's all good. When you think of yourself like a project manager instead of like a writer, this forces you to do the legwork necessary to get everything in place first, to get the project done as fast and efficiently as possible. You're focused on the project first. Then you attack the challenge of getting the actual words right. This is incredibly liberating as a writer because you no longer are starting from scratch with a blank slate in front of you. Instead, you have a wealth of information, resources, and tools right at your fingertips. When you're thinking like a project manager and thinking of copywriting as a project manager instead of as a writer, this changes copywriting from an art into a process. You're project managing the creation of an asset fully intended to deliver specific and measurable results. And that, my friend, is the right mindset and the right way to think about writing copy.